This year, the U.S. Congress strengthened laws curbing illegal immigration. The new laws made it harder, too, for legal immigrants to help family members join them here. Under the new law, people who sponsor new immigrants must have earnings 25% above the poverty line. That adds more complication to what is already a difficult hurdle for those wishing to come to this country. Few nations have more family members sponsored than the Philippines, where over 500,000 are waiting to join relatives in the United States. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the lengths to which Filipinos are going to reunite.
Each weekday outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila, starting at 4 o'clock in the morning, the buzz of human hope begins to rise.
There is a saying that we seek for greener pastures, and we have found that the United States of America is a greener pasture than in the Philippines.
This fiscal year, 41,000 Filipinos seeking greener pastures were granted immigrant visas from this embassy, the second busiest visa office in the world, behind only Mexico. 39,000 of them were relatives of families in the States. A grim 30% underemployment is pushing them, and almost dreamy loyalty is pulling them.
We still feel that the United States is the mother country of the Philippines.
The Philippines was a U.S. colony. The Philippine people are more likely than any other national group to become naturalized U.S. citizens who then sponsor relatives. Only Mexicans and Chinese in the U.S. sponsored more family members last year. In the Philippines today, there are 564,000 people who've been officially sponsored by their families and await their turn to go. Because there are many more people waiting for visas than there are visas available under limits set by Congress, there are waiting lists. Take the case of Letiman Hernandez.
I was 19.
You were 19 when this process began, and you're how old now?
40. Yeah.
44-year-old Luz Viminda Ryan is Letiman's sponsoring sister.
I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what to do anymore. I've been waiting forever.
Luz Viminda, or Luce, back from the States to check on Letiman's visa, successfully petitioned for her sister in 1979 after telling her U.S. serviceman husband,
"If you do marry me, you're marrying my entire family."
And except for Letiman, her entire family is in the U.S. now. A chain that began when Luz became a U.S. citizen, sponsored her mother, who in turn became a citizen, sponsoring her five other children. She failed to file a mother-daughter petition for Letiman after being told it would complicate her chances because of the already pending sister-to-sister petition Luz had filed. But sister-to-sister petitions are so oversubscribed in the Philippines, visas are just now being issued to applicants from 1977. In the 17 years she's waited for her 1979 petition, Letiman has had a family and acquired not a small bit of skepticism. Uncomfortable with English, she speaks Tagalog through an interpreter.
Pero iniisip ko naman na may petition ako.
Sometimes I feel that perhaps it will come when I'm already old, not be able to work, and who knows, it might even happen when I'm already dead.
While Letiman waits, Luz, her sister, works 10-hour shifts overnight in a California semiconductor plant. She ferries her children to school and baseball games in between. She is immersed in America, has a daughter in college, and seems almost the embodiment of the American immigrant's dream. Her roots lie here, in a poor province north of Manila, where her sister still lives with her husband and three children, in a large, clean, but unfurnished house that Lou says floods when it rains, but beats what they grew up in.
Our little house was from that wall to that wall, about like that.
7 square feet.
Living like that, as young as I was, made me realize I'm not gonna get married and bring children to the same poverty, to the same hardship, to the same nightmare I'm living in. You know, no.
Si Armando's wife, Cindy's wearing pink blouse with blonde hair.
In the next room, Leiterman reads the names on the back of a favorite family photo.
Armando, next is Ana Maria with her son, Brando.
She lingers over a picture album that is a kind of umbilical cord across the Pacific. She stops at a snapshot of her sister's home in California that Luz describes.
Two-story, four-bedroom, big swimming pool in the back.
The prosperity that hard work and overtime brought Luz, however, looks remote for Leiterman. The previous day, an embassy official told Luz it'll be another 5 years before her sister gets her visa.
I just wanted to go in the bathroom and bawl my eyes out. But I had to be strong for her because she was already down there. And she goes, I can't take it no more. She said, use it 2 years now. It's 5 years now. I said, don't do that. Let's go. Let's walk it out. We walk, and we talk, until we were all spent.
Two sisters took the legal route. Many others don't. There are mail-order brides and imposters posing as priests. Thousands more seek temporary visas with the intention of becoming illegals, locally known as TNTs, for Tagu and Tago, meaning hiding and hiding. To appear credible in visa interviews, they produce fake land titles and bank records, giving the impression they intend to return. U.S. Embassy Consul General Kevin Herbert says he knows his employees can and have been fooled.
It's a serious concern. We take in a pile of documents every day that are fraudulent. The interviewing officers who see these every day, backed up by our anti-fraud unit, usually can identify them, but I don't doubt that some of them get through.
A recent undercover operation by the National Bureau of Investigation prevented 10,000 counterfeit U.S. visas from being circulated. Chief Investigator Samuel Ong.
We're protecting the integrity of the U.S. visa. The Philippine government should be given a pat in the back.
Especially if the ringleader hadn't been a repeat offender, arrested in the 80s for the same kind of fraud. The public backlash over America's illegal immigrants has led to questions about whether there are too many foreigners legally allowed in, and whether family unification is always in the U.S. national interest, an especially compelling question for Filipinos, and one for which Luz Veminda Ryan has a ready answer.
We're not a problem to United States. We're all working. We don't collect welfare. We don't collect food stamp. My brother and sister, we all help each other.
In a time in which so many American politicians proclaim family values, many Filipino families see themselves getting shut off from their family members who have managed to find a way through to America and make a new country, their own. This is Julie McCarthy.